Now that Senate Republicans' attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare appear to be dead for the time being, lawmakers are back in their home districts hearing what their constituents think, and healthcare advocates are on the road trying to garner public support behind alternative plans for the nation's healthcare system.
One of those advocates is Topher Spiro with the Center for American Progress, who was in the Valley over the weekend in Phoenix and in Tucson, rallying for a progressive way forward on healthcare with former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and Ability 360 advocates. And he came into our studios while he was here to speak with the show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren is here now. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So Spiro's plan, which he outlined in an op-ed in the Washington Post recently, includes taking pieces of the Affordable Care Act and some of the Senate GOP's Better Care Reconciliation Act. But can there really be a bipartisan way forward on healthcare in this political climate? I spoke with him more about that when he came by and the reaction in Washington after the last GOP plan failed.
Well, our reaction was just one of great relief because I've come across many people who it's clear it means everything to them. And I knew for a fact that many people would sleep easier that night. And that's not exaggeration. So that was my first reaction. I think that's the reaction most Democrats have. And now the question is, what do we do going forward?
Yeah. So, I mean, the president's reaction was a little different, though. The president saying, at this point, fine, we'll just let Obamacare fail. What do you think the results of that would be immediately?
Well, we know what the results would be, because what he means is that he's going to default on payments for cost-sharing subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. And study after study has estimated that that would result in a premium increase of 20% or more. And what you've seen around the country is insurers filing two sets of rates. One set of rates is assuming the status quo under the Affordable Care Act and that it's implemented faithfully. The other set of rates is if Trump does this kind of sabotage. And there's a big difference in those two sets of rates.
So your organization has suggested sort of its own plan, which combines some aspects of the Affordable Care Act, it sounds like, with some of the Senate GOP's plan, this Better Care Reconciliation Act.
Yeah.
Tell us what that would look like.
Well, so what we've said is if you look at the Republican replace legislation, there are four pages in there that if you just pluck that out and pass that as a standalone bill, that would pretty much solve the problem that we're trying to solve without the massive Medicaid cuts, without slashing tax credits for insurance, without gutting consumer protections. And what those provisions are number one, guaranteeing those cost-sharing payments that we were just talking about permanently so that that uncertainty is resolved and that's taken off the table, essentially taking the threat out of Trump's hands. And then secondly is this thing that's called reinsurance, which is a fancy word for saying we're going to subsidize the costs of high-cost enrollees. And that provides insurers with some certainty, and then they can bring down premiums for everyone. This is something that has worked. Alaska did it last year, and the results in Alaska are that premiums are actually decreasing this year. And that's, you know, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
So we've got something. We know that it works. Why wouldn't we put partisanship aside and do what we know works to solve the problem?
Right. And here in Arizona, many hospitals and healthcare providers have been really concerned as this debate has gone on about cuts to Medicaid, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Do you think there is a bipartisan way forward that would leave Medicare in place kind of the way it is without cutting people off the rolls? Because it seems at this point that it's almost an ideological divide.
Yes. So I think what we've seen is the three brave Republican senators, John McCain being one of them, they've all said, let's put aside the Medicaid issue. That's not the problem that we're trying to solve. Let's be pragmatic about it and focus on the problems in the individual market and see if we can shore that up. And you've seen in the last couple days, Senator Alexander, who is the chairman of the Health Committee, and Patty Murray, who is the ranking member, the Democrat on the committee, they announced bipartisan hearings. And their goal is to have hearings in September and have legislation drafted by the end of September. So there is a bipartisan process underway. And I think what they'll start to look to is there's actually been a group of 40 or so Republicans and Democrats in the House who have been working for months kind of behind the scenes. And so they were ready with this plan. It's called the Problem Solvers Caucus. And, you know, what they've put together is pretty reasonable. It's a good place to start the discussion. And some of the components that they have are the things that we were talking about earlier, the reinsurance and the guarantee of the cost-sharing subsidies.
Right. You're obviously from a progressive organization, but this is not a matter of defending Obamacare to the last stand, it sounds like. You recognize there have been some issues with Obamacare. I mean, here in Arizona especially, we're left with one option left for consumers on the marketplace, and premiums have really gone up here. What do you think the way is going forward?
Well, first, I think it has been kind of a straw man that Democrats won't admit that there's any problems. I don't think that that's true. We do need to face up to the fact that the markets are not working optimally. That said, what we've seen, if I can do a little bit of history here, is that when the markets first started, insurers were very uncertain and they mispriced the plans. They priced them way too low, actually. And so what we've seen is last year they corrected that mispricing and there was a big premium increase.
Right.
But that means that now things are pretty much in line. The premiums are pretty much in line with costs. So this year we're seeing pretty modest premium increases. And there have been a couple studies showing that the markets are stabilizing. In Arizona, the market seems to be stabilizing. Centene is an insurance company that just announced premium increases of less than 5%. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, their premium increases are 7%, which is pretty much in line with what you would expect for the rise in healthcare costs. So we need to put things in perspective and recognize that here in Arizona, the market is stabilizing. Does that mean that we don't do anything to try to stabilize it even more or to improve the law? No, and no Democrat is saying that.
Topher Spiro is Vice President of Health Policy and a Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress. And his tour around the country rallying for healthcare reform continues. He'll be in Denver tomorrow with Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper and Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the show.